Board of Supervisors will reconvene. We are tied in, well, I guess I have to recess as the Board of Supervisors and convene as a city power authority. And we're at item 8. A, public comment. Any public comment in-house? Seeing none. Any online?
Showing none online.
None online. We're at the consent agenda.
Move to approve.
Second?
Second.
And we're not pulling either one, correct?
Nope.
All righty. Director Howe?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
And Director Cobson?
Aye. Item C, transfer of funds.
Move to approve.
I have a motion.
Second.
And a second.
All righty, Director Howe?
Aye.
Excuse me, Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Chris?
Aye.
And Director Cobson?
Aye. Item D, minute approval.
Move to approve.
Received no corrections, okay. So I think we're good there. And who is the second? Cobson? Thank you. All righty. Director Howe?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Abstain.
Director Chris?
Aye.
And Director Cobson?
Aye. We'll adjourn to the Siskiyou Power Authority. Reconvene as the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors for item 9A, minute approval for June 18th.
Again, no corrections.
Move to approve.
Second. Go ahead, Supervisor Chris.
Thank you. Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Abstain.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Cobson?
Aye. We're at item 10, public hearings. And we'll begin with item 10A, continue public hearing to consider two resolutions. One is giving an amendment for four existing ag preserve and one approving the rescission reentry of existing Williams and Act contracts under application APA 2305. Good morning.
And then for me, you have a four.
Okay.
Yes. I'll be recusing for
okay. The four. Supervisor Chris is recusing himself.
Okay. Thank you.
Good to go.
Thank you. This is Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. Tom Nielsen proposes to rescind his property from the existing Williams Knack contracts, which currently have multiple property owners, and to create a single contract consisting solely of his property. The property is located south of the community of Grenada. He proposes to continue the commercial ag use of rangeland and pasture for livestock production and forage. During the review process, it was found that one parcel at 21 acres is substandard in size. In response, Mr. Nielsen has submitted an application to merge the substandard parcel to remedy the issue. Also, it was found that 37.1 acres of a 117.1 acre parcel was not included in the original contract. To correct this, staff recommends the board consider the inclusion of the entire legal parcel to not be a significant increase pursuant to the county guidelines section 3A, and increasing the agricultural preserve and corresponding Williams Knack contract by 37.1 acres, which is approximately 0.7% of the resultant contracted property. In order to accomplish this and effectuate the boundary line adjustment, staff would first recommend rescinding the property from the existing Williams Knack contracts, amend the existing agricultural preserves to remove the subject property, create a new ag preserve consisting of the subject property, including the 37.1 acre increase, and create a corresponding Williams Knack contract. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt the resolutions as provided in the recommended motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Presentation of correspondence.
I don't believe I had any for this one. No, no correspondence.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Anyone online?
Showing none online.
None on either. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? None. Anyone online?
Showing none online.
None online. Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Anyone online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Anyone online?
Showing none online.
So there's no rebuttal by proponents and no rebuttal by opponents. And we will close the hearing and bring it back to the board. One of the things that I would like to mention, Mr. Nielsen called me and let me know that he wanted to acknowledge the great work that Bernadette had done on this. It was kind of, I'll call it intense, but he greatly appreciated the outcome of that work, and so he wanted to extend his appreciation. So thank you. Any board comments?
This is time for questions?
Yep.
Ms. Susan, could you go through, I kind of lost track of how many, is there property line adjustments at all? Is this going to just, are all the property parcels going to remain the same?
We're merging a substandard parcel, which is 21 acres, with a larger parcel, so it'll meet the minimum acreage. It's already in, it's just to make it meet the minimum.
Yeah. So can I consider this a cleanup operation?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
All right, yeah. Thank you.
Me to recommend the motion.
Second.
Okay. Alrighty, Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Chris. Sorry, recused. And Supervisor Kopsev.
Aye. Item B. This is a continued public hearing to consider two resolutions, one approving an amendment to an agricultural preserve, and one approving the rescission and reentry of existing Williams and Act contracts under application APA 2218.
Thank you, Bernadette Susan, Associate Planner. On behalf of Lassen Canyon Nursery, Kenny Elwood has applied for a Williams and Act contract amendment, as Lassen Canyon Nursery purchased property that was only a portion of an existing contract. They propose to have their property rescinded from the contract and a new contract issued, which consists of only their property. During the review process, it was found that four parcels are substandard in size. In response, Mr. Elwood has submitted three applications to merge the substandard parcels to remedy this issue. In order to accomplish this and effectuate the boundary line adjustments, staff would first recommend rescinding the property from the existing Williams Knapp contract, amend the existing agricultural preserve to remove the subject property, create a new ag preserve consisting of only the subject property, and create a corresponding Williams Knapp contract. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA Guidelines Section 15317, Open Space Easements or Contracts, and adopt the resolutions as provided in the recommended motion. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Presentation of correspondence.
No correspondence.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Anyone online?
Showing none online.
Proponents. Arguments and or evidence. Anyone in house? Seeing none. Anyone online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments and or evidence. Anyone in house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in house? Seeing none. Anyone online?
Showing none online.
There's no rebuttal by proponents and no rebuttal by opponents. We'll close the hearing and bring it back to the board for discussion and action.
I have a question.
Sure.
Maybe it's just me, but the name nursery, it looked like alfalfa to me.
They have intensive farming of, I believe it's strawberries.
Is it strawberries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's just me. Nursery conjures up a different visual to me.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Do you recommend a motion to approve?
Yes.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
And Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye. Item 10C, continued public hearing to consider two resolutions, one approving an amendment to an existing agricultural preserve and one approving the rescission, the reentry of existing Williamson Act contracts under application APA 2405.
Thank you, Bernadette Susan, Associate Planner again. Mr. Gorton proposes to rescind the property that they have recently purchased from the existing Williams Net contract, which currently has two different property owners, and to create a contract consisting solely of his property. The property site is located north and east of the city of Montague on York Road. He proposes to continue the commercial ag use of livestock grazing. Currently, he has a lease out for cattle grazing, but he plans to pursue ownership of a commercial goat operation. Staff recommends amending the existing ag preserve to remove this property, rescind the subject property from the existing contract, create an individual ag preserve and corresponding contract consisting of only the Wharton property. Staff also recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA, pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt the resolutions approving the rescission of the applicant's property and reentry of the new Williams Nut contract and amendment to the agricultural preserve. Thank you.
Presentation of correspondence.
No correspondence.
Okay. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in house? Seeing none. Anyone online?
Showing none online.
Thank you. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
There's no rebuttal by proponents or opponents. I'll close the hearing and bring it back to the board.
Did I understand that this person bought the property, and they were, but it was already in a Williams Nut?
Correct.
Okay.
Second.
Ready. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
We move here.
Okay.
Okay.
And Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye. Bernadette, just for clarification, a lot of these that we're doing has been initiated by the board kind of doing an overview of what really is Williamson Act and what isn't. And what we have found along the way is that a lot of what we're doing is putting these contracts under one ownership, so they're not multi-ownerships that are under one contract, and some of those acreages are smaller and need to come into some of the existing properties that are owned by the same owner. Is that a fair comment?
Very accurate.
Okay, thank you.
I don't disagree with that. Yes. This was a someone bought the property,
mm-hmm.
So you know, again, I struggle with this from a philosophical standpoint. Because you know we're not adding more property into Williamson.
No,
my point. So I was okay to go along with that.
Yeah, but it was under Williamson,
which is why I went along with it.
Correct.
Yeah.
So,
but again, it's different when there's an existing property owner and he's just trying to create one parcel, if you will. They already own it. Someone bought the property. That's to me is a different set of circumstances for me. But again, I went along with it. So you know. Trying to walk my fine line.
Well, and one of the, I guess, more interesting things that we haven't delved into yet is when nonprofits buy land that's in the Williamson Act and how that works. And that will be something for a future discussion. We need to take a look at that because that's different,
okay.
Is it not?
As part of the guideline revision, maybe?
Pardon?
As part of the guidelines revision?
Well, I think when the assessor was here a while back, he indicated that the tax structure did not change under new ownership, even though the value of the property went up.
Right.
So that's where I'm headed with that.
We already denied one of those with the Hayden Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what precipitated the individual family members seeking their own land.
So if I could just add on here real quick. I appreciate all that you're doing because one of the things I've always had an issue with is all the non-farmers that we've had over here. So we are making progress as far as getting people more in line. So, you know, again, a little bit more amendable to what we're doing, if you will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Item 10D, community development, public hearing, continued public hearing to consider two resolutions, one approving an amendment to two agriculture preserves and one approving the rescission and reentry of existing Williamson Act contract under APA 2401.
Hey, Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. The county received a boundary line adjustment application to exchange approximately 5 acres between the Iron Horse Acres and Erickson properties. As both properties are within the same Williamson Act contract and agricultural preserve, an amendment would not normally be necessary, but because the property is under separate ownership with no common interest in the agricultural uses, and the Erickson property is under non-renewal and an amendment is necessary. In order to accomplish this proposal, staff would recommend to first rescind the existing Williamson contract, amend the existing agricultural preserve to remove the subject property, create a new ag preserve consisting of the subject property, create a corresponding Williamson contract which reflects the proposed resultant configuration of the properties. To address the property under non-renewal, the Erickson contract should be issued a notice of non-renewal upon recordation of the re-entry contract, as it will remain substandard in size and does not have an established commercial agricultural use on it. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt the resolutions approving the agricultural preserve amendment, the rescission and reentry of the Williamson Act contracts, and directing staff to issue a notice of non-renewal for the Erickson resultant parcel. Thank you.
Thank you. Presentation of correspondence.
Not technically correspondence, but one of our notification letters came back as unable to forward. It was to the USA BLM in Reading.
Thank you. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Anyone on? Seeing none. And anyone online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
There's no rebuttal by proponents or opponents, and we'll close the hearing and bring it back to the board.
So if I could you walk me through what's happening here? Is it two different owners?
There's two different owners.
And the one is buying the property.
So they both currently own each of their separate parcels. They're proposing a boundary line adjustment. So the Iron Horse Acres is a high production hay property, and they have a wheel line that it goes into the Erickson property. So they're doing a boundary line adjustment to scoop that line over, and then they're giving Mr. Erickson some non-productive sagebrush property in exchange.
Okay.
And so it's just adjusting those parcels so that entire wheel line will be on the Iron Horse Acres property. So we're trying to accommodate that and make that work. Even though the Erickson property is under non-renewal, we need to maintain that non-renewal. But the only way to do that is to do a new contract for that new acreage, 15 acres. We are increasing his, and then just issue a non-renewal on it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else?
Motion.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
And Supervisor Cobb?
Aye. Okay. I'm going to go to item 13, board and staff reports. Any staff reports? And then board report?
Sure. I attended the licensed foresters breakfast in Weed on the 20th. And later met with Supervisor Cobbs up in California Fish and Wildlife with our meeting that same day. Attended the RCRC dinner at the Allen Ranch on the 27th and participated in the RCRC tour of Shasta and Scott Valley on the 28th.
Okay.
I'll start with on the June 6th and 7th. I was in Bishop, California for a Sierra Nevada Conservancy meeting. Here recently, you'll see that there is a bond measure coming up that helps do the funding for the projects. There is baseline funding in the state budget for maintaining the organization, but there's no money for projects out of that. So there'll be a bond measure on the ballot that will provide some funding. I did notice that one of our local organizations filed a lawsuit against the South Fork project for the S&C funded up on Castle Lake.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's unfortunate, but
it
is what it is. On the 11th, I was at the local LTC meeting. On the 12th, I met with the city manager of Mount Shasta, Todd Juhas, trying to just create a dialogue. I do think there's opportunity there for the city and the county to partner with some projects down the line, so maybe we can have a discussion with the CAO. I'll bring that up to you. And then That's it for now.
We did approve the housing deal last when you weren't here last meeting, so the one that's going out by the community center. Supervisor Chris?
All right. Attended a meeting in the McLeod area regarding Pilgrim Creek Road and Esperanza Road. The homeowner's subdivision out there. We're still working on applying for grants, federal funding for paving Esperanza Road. There's some complications with it, and so we'll probably insert ourselves as a county in the NEPA process along with helping along. Attended the Klamath Endangered Species Act meeting on June 28th. We have a presentation on juniper trees and their impact for the Klamath watershed, and then also filled in and gave a short synopsis of the economic study for the Klamath Basin. We gave that report there as well. Thank you, Ms. Alley. I did type up the juniper tree presentation, and then she made it into a national presentation. So that was wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I would have been remiss in not pleasure here. I would have been remiss in not thanking you on that. And then, like I said, the econ study that was done by Oregon State and its impact on the Klamath Basin. There was discussion at that meeting in regards to what's the dollar figure that we should be aiming at for the economy of the Klamath Basin. And what I brought up was that the volunteer firefighters are the ones that come from the farms, and it's keeping the farms in business is really the main goal.
Okay.
It's not a dollar figure, it's keeping a sound economy going.
I did a walk through the Weed Airport, mainly for my own benefit to just make sure that the conduit for the AWAS was going in before they paved, and it looks like that actually happened. So, yay. Attended First Five meeting, attended the Forester's Breakfast, attended the ESKPA board meeting for the morning, and then met with Cal Fish and Wildlife and Supervisor Howe. Met with Lake Chestina Administrator. Attended the Golden State Natural Resource Board meeting in Big Valley, Beaver. And then also attended the RCRC meetings that they had here on Thursday and Friday of last week already, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to Allie and Ms. Nielsen for putting that together. It was a huge success. The tour was a huge success. And it was part of RCRC's commitment to getting to other counties to find out what's going on. And it was mainly around water and some of the other hot topic issues that we have in our county. So I was appreciative that there our full board was there for that. And that's it. So with that, we're going to go into closed session.